This is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? 404-382-0338. And you can also email me at Doug at thedougstewartshow.com. What are we going to get into today? Obviously, man, Jordan Speed balls out of control. And I guess ball out of control probably isn't the proper term in golf, but you know what I mean. Tiger Woods breaks his damn wrist and continues to play, allegedly. I guess congratulations are in order for Jordan Spieth. I mean, they are in order. 2-under-74, four-shot victory over Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose this past weekend. He wins his first major, one of his first tournaments. The guy's 21 years old, was in the final group last year for the Masters and fell a little bit short. Disappointing finish for him last year. And this year, what he does is finishes the drill. What are your thoughts on this Jordan Spieth kid? And I watched him, and I gave him congratulations, all right? But here's the other part of it. Here's the other part of the whole conversation when you talk about this Jordan Spieth. And I've seen a couple other people kind of make mention of it as well. That kid don't have no, and I mean absolutely none, no swagger at all. Like, he has no it factor, and he's young. And listen, I don't want to sound like I'm hating on the guy. Once again, I've already gave him his congratulations, and maybe he'll grow on me, and maybe it's just because he's young. But, I mean, not just because he's a golfer, or not just because he's not Tiger Woods. There's a lot of other golfers out there that are kind of interesting. Like, there was absolutely nothing interesting about this kid. They kept showing this little story about him and how when he was like 14 years old, he said he was going to win the Masters, and that was kind of cute, I guess, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, but he got no sizzle. Like, they can't sell that. They can't sell that guy. I mean, once again, I'm not, you know, hating on the guy, but for golf to be kind of interesting, you got to have some type of personality, and I'm talking about for the casual fan, okay, like myself, and I guess I would still, even though I play a lot of golf, I would still probably put myself in the category of a casual fan. A lot of other guys on the tour are interesting. And they got a little sizzle about themselves. They got a little bit of swagger. You know, Ricky Fowler, the dude that wears all of the bright stuff. I think he's promoted by Puma. Bubba Watson's real cool. Rory's even kind of cool. And you know about Tiger and even other cats like, I don't know, Miguel Jimenez, you know, I don't know. So there's something about a lot of guys on golf that makes them kind of interesting. This kid, Jordan Spieth, man, he's going to have to work on that a little bit. He's going to have to work on that a little bit, man. I don't know. What'd you think? I mean, am I alone in my thinking on that, on Jordan Spieth being kind of, for lack of a better term, boring? He's kind of boring. He's kind of boring. Once again, congratulations to him, but I don't know. I don't know. He's going to have to do something. He's going to have to get a style coach or something like that. What are your thoughts on the Masters from this past weekend? Jordan Spieth dominates. I mean, dominates. Tiger Woods stays in contention. And is Tiger back? And I guess that's the overwhelming theme for today and the question for today. Is Tiger Woods back? Do you think that he'll be able to compete in these next three majors throughout this season? Is he back? Is Tiger Woods back in your opinion? I mean, did you see enough? Was that all you needed to see was him in contention on Sunday?
The Doug Stewart Show.